Ian's in jail. Ian had a court date today on a charge of two charges, obstructing something, obstructing the lawful duties of a vested bureaucrat or something. I'm not exactly sure what the charge was. I know the word obstructing was involved, and also resisting arrest. So this came as a surprise to everyone, including Ian. There was no expectation that he would be going to jail today. Most of the other times he has gone and done his civil disobedience bonanzas, he has been able to have a situation where he can appeal it, get prepared for jail or whatever, and then if he decides to appeal, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't, and it goes on from there. The judge was having none of that today and sent Ian's butt to jail directly. He got I guess a total of a year with most of it suspended. Tally?
He has 90 days in a cage, we know that, and 270 days have been suspended. So, like you said, Mark, we thought he might be able to appeal. We've been to a lot of trials, and we see that happen all the time where you can appeal and they'll let you out pending the decision of that appeal. But as you'll find out in our conversations tonight, you'll find that Judge Arnold was just, he wasn't having any of it, like you said, Mark. He was very strict. He was trying to send a message. I think that's probably the best way to say it. I totally stand behind what Ian did.